welcome to this new radio station, Miguelitos. How are you doing?
Good.
You're doing great. So good to see you. Welcome to this station. We're gonna call it Miguelito Radio. What do you think about it?
Great that we have a radio program.
I think it's great too. I'm very happy to introduce our three new students today. Today we have Sara Iges with us. We have also Carla. And we have our friend Paul. Are you happy to be here?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. So happy to have you here. Well, since this is the first time we speak on the radio, we are going to make a short program. Just to know a little bit about you. You know, we are on the 25th of September. You've been here in school for 2 weeks already or more. So I want to know your impressions about this. Tell me, let's start with Carla. Carla, how was the first week of school? How do you feel here with us?
I feel so good. I love my new teachers, and I think 6th grade is gonna be great.
Awesome.
Yes, it's gonna be awesome.
All right, I'm so glad that you had such a good impression. I wanna ask Paul. Paul, how was your first week of school?
It was very cool. I like that I am in 6th grade, and I am the one of the oldest in the school, and that's very cool. And I think that I'm gonna improve too much this year.
Absolutely. This is going to be a great year for all of us, and you will do great. I'm very confident about that. And Sara, I have a question for you. I want to know about your teachers. How do you think they are? How do you like them? Because I know that you got new teachers this year, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me the name of your new teachers?
Alberto and Cristina.
Okay. You also got a new music teacher, right?
Yes.
Anna, and physical education teacher too?
Yes.
Do you remember his name? Maybe Carla or Paul can help you.
His name is David.
Ah, very good, very good. It happens, you know, it's only 2 weeks, so it's normal that we don't remember all the names. Carla, tell me about your favorite teacher so far. Who is it, and what do you think about him or her? Sara.
I like my two teachers, and I don't have favorite.
Okay, very good. It's normal. And Carla, what do you think about this new radio station? What do you think about this idea?
I think that it's so cool to be here and to have a radio in the school.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Paul, I want to know about the breaks. What are you doing so far when you go to the playground and you play with your classmates? What are you doing so far?
I normally play football or just be walking and talking with my friends.
Okay. So are you okay with your friends so far?
Yes.
And Sara, I know that you got new groups in the classroom, right? You're working with new people. Are you happy with your new group in class?
Yes, I have 2 friends in the group.
Nice. Can you tell me their names?
Axel and Sofia.
Nice. Okay, so are you happy working in this way?
Yes.
All right. What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge? Think about the difficulty of this school year. What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for 6th grade?
I think that the exposition with the... that come the fathers and all the school.
Oh, you have to do an exposition in front of
yes.
Many people?
The graduation.
No, the thing that we are kings or queens of the past.
Oh, you're already talking about the Museo de las Estatuas,
yes,
about
yes.
The Statue Museum. Awesome. Do you think that's going to be a challenge?
Yes, because... I have like a little of, I don't know how to say in English.
You can say it in Spanish, it's okay.
A little of pánico escénico.
Tienes un poco de pánico escénico. Bueno, eso nos pasa a todos. A mí me pasa todos los días en clase. Siempre estoy un poco nervioso.
The last the last actuation,
the last performance.
Yes, I in later my turn. I go to my house in middle of the of the break because me dolía la tripa a lot.
Because you were very nervous, right?
Yes.
But don't worry, it won't happen this time. You'll see. We'll help you to make it easy. It's gonna be fine. But it's nice that you mention it, you know, because this can be a challenge for you.
Y me mareaba y ese día que después de la primera actuación fui al baño y por las escaleras sentía que me estaba mareando y casi me desmayo.
Vaya. Wow, that sounds terrible. No. This experience is not going to be like that. It's going to be much better. It's going to be very positive. Paul, let me ask you about the biggest challenge this year. What do you think it's going to be?
I think that it's going to be the Cambridge exam.
Why do you think it's going to be the Cambridge exam?
Because all my brother and all my friends that make it says that it's difficult and you became very nervous.
It's true. That is a big day in the calendar. But Carla, do you think the radio station is going to help us with our speaking skills, for example?
Yes, I think so, because we have to speak in English in the radio, so I think it's going to be so fun to do this, and it's going to teach us a lot.
Of course, because you don't notice it, but you've been speaking in English already for 7 minutes. Can you believe it? 7 minutes talking in English only and just having fun doing this. So, okay, we are about to finish, but I want to give you some heads up about what is going to happen very soon. We're going to invite other teachers. We're going to invite maybe the principal in the school. We are going to invite parents to come here and talk to us, maybe in English or maybe in Spanish with Cristina. We may also have some phone calls talking to people that are not in school. And I think it's going to be really fun to do this together. Don't you think?
Yes.
All right, guys. So you want to say something?
When I was in Benidorm this summer, I see a girl that is for Belgium.
Uh-huh.
And he's speaking English, and when we see in the hotel, we speak in English.
Do you talk to her in English?
Yes.
And how do you feel when you did that?
I feel good. Sometimes I feel happy, and sometimes we don't know the words, and we.
Yeah, you're getting blank, right? You didn't know what to say. Yeah, of course, it's normal. That happens to everyone. Don't worry. The good thing is that you tried, and you try your best, okay? So I'm sure that it will be really good. So do you want to say bye to everyone that is listening to you right now?
Yes.
Come
bye.
On.
Bye.
Thank bye. You for joining us today. See you in our next program next week. Bye-bye, Miguelitos.